Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hi guys, hope everyone's well and welcome back to the podcast. So this episode, I'm going to touch on why your digestion sucks while you are gaining, while you're in a gaining phase, or just if your digestion sucks as a whole or you have issues, this will help you navigate them and give you some kind of help and support with that. However, please note I am not a doctor or registered dietitian, so take this with a pinch of salt. If you're going to put anything in place, I'm not responsible for that. Consult your doctor first. So as for why digestion is important, is digestion has a lot of effects on our ability to progress and move forwards. We know digestion can affect nutrient absorption, or it can cause a lack of nutrient absorption. So a poor ability to uptake things like vitamins, minerals, and things like protein, carbohydrates, fats. And as a result, if we're not what we consume, we're what we digest. So if we're taking all this food to try and gain weight and we're not digesting it all effectively, then that's a sign we're not going to be assimilating all the food we're consuming and absorbing all the calories we're consuming. It can cause impaired training due to having digestive distress, which could be bloating, gas, just stomach discomfort, or just like acid reflux as we're performing certain lifts, which of course will not be productive towards building tissue. It can also impair appetite. And when appetite's impaired, digestion usually goes with it as well. So it's like a vicious cycle. You don't have much appetite, so your digestion's poor, you therefore don't have much appetite. Because you've got poor appetite, you just rush your food, you tan a lot of water digesting it, and you don't produce a lot of saliva. All those things will just impede digestion further. You have a lot of inflammation, so your joints are sore, your gut doesn't feel great. You'll have less enjoyment for the phase, and also you'll have adherence issues potentially as a result of it. And adherence issues maybe with training due to discomfort, and maybe also digestion as well. Maybe also with nutrition due to the poor digestion. And as for what poor digestion can include and involve, it can involve bloating, acid reflux, it can be like constipation or loose stools. A good way to know like what your digestion should be like is if you search up the Bristol stool chart. That can give you like a good rule of thumb. It can be like feeling like constantly like just like heavy in the stomach, and also having like a lot of just burping and gas, which will of course burping will tie into kind of the acid reflux. And something to consider, my first point is the amount of volume of food we're consuming. Of course, with consuming more calories, more volume needs to come with it. But we can think about getting them from appropriate sources. So what we can think is, although we are eating clean foods, doesn't mean they're necessarily low in volume or conducive towards a dieting or towards a gaining phase, sorry. So the gut's only so big. We can only get so much food in there. So if we're putting foods that are quite high in volume in there, it can create a decent bit of digestive distress. So what we can consider is when we are maybe having more calories, we can think about the sources we're consuming them from. For example, instead of adding your foods in a decent spot, instead of adding those calories through something that's quite high in volume, like maybe rice cakes or something like more fruit, for example, we can instead think about adding it through low volume sources. So maybe bumping up our fats if our fats are very low. We can think about adding it through rice. We can think about if we're making oats or if we're making something like cream of rice, adding less water to it so it's lower in volume, so it's lower in size, and we're not putting as much stress through the digestive tract. So we can think about our food volume. We can also think about our fiber amounts, sorry. So fiber is something that's very good for your gut and also shown to have other health benefits associated with it. It will impact your digestion or your bowel regularity. So we want some fiber in there, but not excessive amounts. A not bad rule of thumb is around about 1,500 calories we consume. having, or sorry, for every 1,000 calories we consume, having around 15 grams of fiber is a good spot to be in for good digestion. And of course, if we are, let's say, going through a gaining phase, we keep needing food increases because our body weight's not going up, and we add more oats in. We add, let's say, more whole grains in, and we're just eating more food as a whole. The fiber can therefore creep up, even if you're not having super high fiber foods. And what was the appropriate amount of fiber when you were dieting and trying to manage your hunger may not now be appropriate amount of fiber now you're in a gaining phase. So you can kind of pull it down very slightly, because you don't need your food to digest super, super slow if you're on an absolute ton of calories. You want it to digest a little faster potentially. So you can think about swapping some of your food sources. So if you're having, let's say, oats, instead of having more oats when you're due a food increase, you can add some ground rice to your oats to pad it out. You can add some honey to it to pad it out. And same with like your lunch. If you're having like a brown rice, you can swap that for like a white rice. You can, instead of when you're increasing food, put more vegetables in there, put more white rice in there, put honey in there. So add foods that are not going to push your fiber amounts excessively high. And there's like a sweet spot. Like some people will find a certain amount of fiber digestion is great on. And you can use something like MyFitnessPal, the tracking app, Chronometer, to see what your fiber levels are like. So we don't want to have too much that slows gastric emptying, or in other words, your digestion speed, and also causes bloating. And and it'll also help your appetite when fiber is lower, if that's something you're struggling with. And we can think about still getting like fruits and vegetables in, but maybe just swapping them for ones that are more calorie dense and lower in fiber. For example, instead of having, I don't know the exact amount, but I assume it's got more fiber in it. So instead of having something like blueberries, we can swap that for banana, which will be a lot more calorie dense, lower in volume for the amount of calories we get from it, and allows to get less fiber in. We can also think about the amount of fat we're consuming. Similar to the point we touched on regarding fiber, fat will also slow down your digestion. So fat has an important role in hormonal health, but we don't want to just, let's say, keep pushing food up through more fat necessarily. Because if it slows digestion and we're having, let's say, a really, really fatty meal pre-workout, then our ability to digest that meal and have comfort throughout that session is going to be pretty poor. We're going to have some digestive distress throughout that workout window. So instead, we can think about making sure we have like an appropriate amount of fat, but not excessively high, which could be something like on a daily basis. A good idea is round about how much body weight you are in kilos. That's a not bad amount to have in fat. I'd say half your body weight to your body weight you can consume in fats, a not bad place to be in. I wouldn't go much below like 30 grams, 40 grams for like hormonal health for like an extended period of time, but that's like appropriate amount to be in. So think about making sure fat's in an appropriate spot. And we can also think about the timing of our fat. So for example, if you find that when you have like a really high carb meal and a really high fat meal, it digests super slow, maybe don't have a lot of fat in your meals that don't have a lot of carbs in it. Maybe think about having fat in your last meal because you've not got a meal to eat after that, so you can get away with it digesting a little bit slower. So you can play about with your meal distribution and see what works. And that's why it's good having routine. You can repeat something and you can see, based on like the outcome, if it's effective setup or not, and then if not, adjust it accordingly to get hunger in a good spot. And yeah, so maybe avoid it close to training. That might not be a great idea unless you have your pre-workout meal quite far away from the training window. We can also think about our meal frequency and timing. So having like a meal frequency that's not so small that we are having, let's say, or so little that's like 2 to 3 meals, where if let's say someone's on 4,000 calories, they're consuming 1,300 calories per meal, which is quite a lot of digestive distress in one sitting. So they might think about maybe breaking their meals up, having a little more meals in the day. And we can also think about the timing of those meals. So instead of trying to cram your meals in, make sure they're spaced and distributed nice and even throughout the day, which is where your planning comes into play. So having a routine with your meal times, not just eating at random times in the day, like having structure with eating at X time, and that creates predictability with your ability to manage your hunger, not falling behind on your meals for the day, and having a good ability to get all your calories in for the day as a byproduct of it. So thinking about making sure meal times are in a good spot. And we can also think about our overall stress. So When we're in a stress state, we pull blood away from the stomach. We don't digest food well when we're in a stress state, which is why people are often sick after maybe having a really, really high stimulant pre-workout, or maybe after doing like a really, really intense leg day. They're not used to being in that fight or flight sympathetic state, and as a result, they get feelings of like nausea and sickness. And maybe obviously like part of it could be you're getting chucked about in a roller coaster, but partly why roller coasters also can cause people to feel quite unwell as well as that. So that's something we want to consider there. Making sure we're eating in a relaxed state. And what does that involve? That means like before your meals, a good tip is taking a few deep breaths. Because when we are in a relaxed state, we will digest our food a lot better. And another like fun fact as well is what happens if you've ever really been nervous, what happens to your mouth? You stop producing saliva, you get a really dry mouth. And saliva has a, that's what starts the digestive process. That's what starts to digest our food when we, or we don't start digestion when we are, let's say, when we are chewing food. That's not when we start. We start when we smell food and see food. Because if we can make our meals look nice, taste nice, we're going to be more inclined to produce saliva, which will help us digest that food, hence the saying mouth watering when people see food that looks or tastes nice. We can also think about the fact that if we make our meals taste nice and look nice, we're going to be more inclined to chew it more, because we're not just thinking, oh, let's get this chicken and rice down me for the fifth time today, and we're not just swallowing massive bits of food that aren't broken down and chewed. So we can therefore like chew our food more when we make it a bit more enjoyable. And something that's also good to do is eating at a slower pace, which will again promote more chewing. When we are eating at a slower pace and we chew at a bit of a slower rate, that will promote a better ability to digest that food. Because if we're eating, let's say, big chunks of food, a good analogy and a good way to look at it is like a, it's like eating an apple versus blending an apple and drinking it. What is more work for your stomach to do? The whole apple you eat. So your mouth's like the blender. If we can blend the food, if we can pre-digest it before it even gets to the stomach, our stomach will have less work to do once it's in there. So making sure we're chewing our food as much as we possibly can, pretty much. You want to kind of chew it until you can't possibly chew it anymore to break it down further. And then we can also think about, as well as chewing our food excessively, this will tie into it, but putting your fork down in between bites, which promotes you to chew your food excessively, promotes you to eat at a slower state, and making sure you finish what's in your mouth before you pick up your fork or your spoon. And what I do is, even throughout a gaining phase, I'll use like a small fork or I'll use a small spoon for my meals, because it promotes me eating at that slightly slower pace, which will give you more feelings of satisfaction when you're dieting or when your hunger is a bit higher, and also help you promote good digestion when you are quite far up into a gaining phase. And we can also think about just making sure we're present when we're eating. So before your meals, taking a few deep breaths to get your heart rate down to get into a nice relaxed state, and making sure we're not on TikTok while we're eating, making sure we're not scrolling Instagram, we're not looking at anything stressful in the news, we're not trying to multitask and work or walk while we're eating, we're in a relaxed state, we're nice and relaxed while we're doing so. We can also think about our food selection as well when we're in a gaining phase setting. So foods that work when we're in a dieting phase, as I briefly touched on at the start, or we're at maintenance, may not work when we're in a surplus. For example, oats, I can eat quite a lot of while I'm in a dieting phase and they digest completely fine. Whereas when I quit quite far up into a gaining phase, my ability to digest oats is pretty poor. My digestion takes a hit. So they're a food that I can really digest pretty well when I'm dieting, but when I'm gaining and my food's high, I've not really got that ability. So we can think about like some common like foods people don't tolerate well, don't digest well, can often be things like dairy, so any sort of milk, some sort of yogurts. Greek yogurt's a bit lower in lactose than standard yogurt, and I believe there's mozzarella and parmesan cheese that's lower in lactose than other cheeses. So thinking about dairy, making sure that And I'm not, don't just remove these from your diet. See, if you're going to try and change something to improve your digestion, remove one thing at a time. If you remove five different things, you have no idea what's actually provided the outcome you were looking for. Whereas if you remove one thing at a time, you can assess if it's improved it or not. And then you can not, and then it saves you just having a restrictive diet where you just completely remove food groups in your diet, which then can then cause digestive issues because you're having a lack of variation and you're not having a certain food for an extended period of time, which can then promote developing intolerances. So you can think about dairy. Is dairy something that you don't digest well that you might be consuming? Could it be, let's say you're having a lot of sweeteners as well. So although people say, oh, sweeteners are fine for you, there's not a problem with sweeteners, there's nothing wrong with them. Yes, having, let's say, sweetener here and there, it's not the end of the world. But if we think about this, right, you wake up, you have an electrolyte powder that's sweetened, you then have your first meal, which is oats, you put sweetener in it, you put cinnamon in it, and you also put flavored whey protein in it, that's maybe poor quality. You then are going to the gym, so you have a stimulant based pre-workout with sweetener in it. You get to the gym, you then have your essential amino acids and your carbohydrate powder, maybe even electrolytes again with sweetener in it. You go home, you then have a can of Coke, and you then put flavor drops in your coffee. You then go and have your next meal, which is chicken and rice, and you put a zero calorie sauce in it, which is full of sweeteners, and you then do that again with your last meal. And then you're having a sleep powder that helps you sleep that has certain supplements in it that has sweetener in it as well. Here you can see what appeared to be, oh, I don't have much sweeteners in my diet. You've just like, or I've just listed like a good chunk, like half a dozen sweeteners there. And that's a, and that can add up and be quite significant when it comes to impeding your digestion and causing issues. And that's not even including any sweeteners that are in certain foods you might be consuming, apart from the whey, of course. So that's something to definitely watch out for. And we can also think about, when it comes to like foods that don't digest well, oats are a common one, eggs for some individuals. And if you maybe aren't sure, you can search up like high FODMAP foods. So high FODMAP foods are foods that don't often digest well for some individuals. I can't quite recall what FODMAP stands for. I'd absolutely butcher it if I tried to. But you can consider like going on a low FODMAP diet and removing the foods that could cause issues and gradually trying to introduce them back in if you do have some digestive issues. And also something else is like water. If you're like not drinking enough water and not having like sufficient electrolytes, that can cause like a lack of bowel regularity. So if you are bloated, if you're struggling to go to the bathroom, then consider how's your hydration, how's your water intake. And something else to speak about before we move on from like the digestive issues from certain foods point of view is we can sometimes tolerate only a certain amount of a certain food. For example, foods are high, foods can be low FODMAP and digest okay until a certain dosage. I think blueberries, like, I can't quite recall this a certain amount, but if you have like over 100 grams for a serving, it goes from like a low FODMAP to a high FODMAP food, which can then of course impede digestion. So just be mindful of that. Also, what we can be mindful of is the rate of gain. So rate of gain, if we can gain a bit slower, it means we don't need to push food up as high and put as much digestive stress. And also your digestion can somewhat adapt to eating more calories. And if you go nice and slow, you give it kind of the time to adapt and the ability to, whereas if you just go very, very aggressively out the gate, you don't really give your body that time for adaptation to take place. And we can also think about like liquid calories, liquid food, so you can play about with this. I've heard people with mixed views on it. I think it's like, if your calories on 2500 and you're resorting to liquid calories to get your food in, then I don't think that's a good idea. The reason being is, why is your hunger that bad? You probably need to address other foundational habits before liquid calories. And one that jumps to my head actually that I've not spoke about is things like stimulants. So if someone's going to be like cranked out on having a ton of caffeine, having nicotine, and maybe they have ADHD, so they have medication for that, then they're consuming a boatload of stimulants that can impede digestion and also put you in a sympathetic state, a fight or flight state where we don't really digest food well. So being mindful of not having excessive amounts of stimulants can be a good idea as well. And yeah, just being mindful, like if you are having like smoothie shakes, making sure that like you nail the foundational habits first and not just using it as like a shortcut because you've not got good meal structure, you've not got good meal timing, you're not maybe meal prepping effectively. But then after that, you can try having some form of liquid calories and maybe some fruit juices. You can blend maybe sometimes like oats, banana, peanut butter, etc. And just be mindful how you respond to that, how your digestion is, because it will still have, it can kind of like overload your digestion if you're eating a meal and you're having that and kind of overriding your hunger signal in, but it's still occupying space and putting stress in the stomach. So just being mindful of that. But hope you use it. And just to touch on a few foods that I typically like when I'm in a gaining phase setting in terms of how I push my calories up, a few sources I like to use are ground rice or cream of rice. That's great. It digests super well. You can put just not a lot of water in it when you're cooking it to make it low in volume, so you don't need to eat a lot of it. I like to also have things like rice cakes. They digest pretty well. Bagels or sourdough bread. I like using honey for my carb sources. And I currently use basmati rice and I use a rice cooker. So if you've not used a rice cooker, I highly recommend it. It's definitely a game changer. And hope everyone enjoyed the episode and found it valuable. If you did, leaving a like, a rating or a review, or if you're watching on YouTube, subscribing and also commenting would be massively appreciated. And hope everyone has a great rest of their day.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.